I'm Caleb Gordon. That's the sound of protesters taking to the streets of downtown Port Huron yesterday afternoon. The event, sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last week, was put on by the local branch of the NAACP. This afternoon, there'll be another protest put on by Black Lives Matter of Port Huron, where Alfonso Amos is the organizer. He tells WPHM why the Black community needs to be heard.
I hear a lot of people saying we don't have issues here. And I think it's important to understand that you cannot silence Black voices and tell Black people their experience. And so that's what Black Lives Matter is. It's Black people sharing their experience, saying that we matter. Sometimes you may not know the racial disparities because it may not be so open and upfront, but we see them, we live them every day.
This afternoon's protest slated for 3 p.m. at Pine Grove Park in Port Huron. With many city services resuming as Michigan's stay-at-home order is lifted, some familiar summertime activities may not be taking place in 2020. Among them, the opening of Port Huron city-owned outdoor pools. City Manager James Freed says the Court Street and Sanborn pools are likely to be closed during the summer, telling WPHM it has to do with confusion over the governor's executive orders, as well as the inability to train lifeguards in time.
The pools take about 100 seasonal workers we have to hire because we have two aquatic centers. There are 16 people a shift. They have to be certified. The pools have to be certified. It takes about 2 months to ramp up our aquatics operation. And we were been in contact with the state agencies. We've been in contact with the governor's office. And all throughout this, they gave us every indication that pools would not open this summer.
Meantime, Freed says the Municipal Office Center will reopen on Monday, provided that residents wear masks and practice social distancing. And St. Clair County health officials announcing 3 new cases of COVID-19 over the past 24 hours, bringing the countywide total to 515 to date, with deaths unchanged at 44. One new case reported in Lapeer County over the past 24 hours, no changes reported in Sanilac County. Details on these stories and more at WPHM.net. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.